Okay, Parshas Drachim, we're in the Drush Chamishi, perfect for Pesach time. This is the second portion. So last time we discussed that there were two reasons that Klal Yisrael was able to get out of Mitzrayim before 400 years. They were only down there 210, and again, that was just being down there 210, they weren't even slaves that long. But they were there at 210, they left 190 years early. How were they able to do that? So the Parshas Drachim explained to us that because of two different things. One is because the work was so hard. That's the thing I think most of us are more familiar with, because they worked extra hard. It was as if they worked 400 years, because they worked harder than they should have. Number two is that there were so many of them. In other words, over 400 years, a normal amount of people to be born over 400 years. So that's how many souls, Jewish souls, needed to be in slavery. Since the Jews had miraculously so many kids, they finished the amount of people who would be in slavery sooner. So between those two things, that's how they got out of Mitzrayim 190 years early. Okay, so now he wants to explain a Ramban. And the Pasuk says, V'shamalu kalecha, that the Jewish people, don't worry, Moshe, the Jewish people will listen to you. And we all know Rashi says, because they were going to say the pakod yufkod, right? He was going to say that double lashon, the code word for geula. The Jewish people had a mesorah that whoever would come and say to them, pakod yufkod, so then that when they would hear pakod yufkod, that would mean Hashem is going to save them from Mitzrayim, like the end of Vayechi. So the Ramban asks Akasha. So Moshe comes and says, Pakod, you know, he says the Pakod, you've got the Lashon he's supposed to say. And it says, Vayamin Ha'am, that the Jewish people believed him. So the Ramban asks Akasha, how did all the Jewish people know that Moshe was telling the truth? If there was this Mesorah in Klal Yisrael that somebody would say Pakod Yivkod, it means the Gula is coming. So maybe everybody knows that. So someone's just going to come along and, you know, with a messianic personality, say, hey guys, Pakod Yivkod, and, you know, fake everyone out. How'd they know that Moshe was the real deal? So the Ramban says it must be that was part of the Mesorah, that there would be none of that. That whoever would come and say, hey, it's time to get out of Mitzrayim, Pakod Yivkod, that would be the real deal. That was part of the Mesorah. Okay, that's the Ramban. So the Parshas Drachim asks, if so, why do you need the code word? Why do you need the Pakod Yivkod? Just if Hashem wanted to do that, he could have just made a Mesorah that whoever comes is going to say, time to leave, and then that's the right guy, or whatever. What's the inyan of the code word, Pakod Yivkod? So he says, based on what he explained, it's beautiful. What's the two Pakods? Because there are two ways they were going to get out of Mitzrayim. Because remember, Moshe was coming early. They had a Mesorah that they were going to get out when someone says Pakod Yivkod, but they also had a Mesorah that they were going to be there 400 years. So something was off. Moshe's coming and saying it's time to go, and they're looking at their watch or their calendar and saying, you're a little bit early, sir. How could this be? I get you're saying the Pakod Yivkod, but you're 190 years early. So that's the whole point. That's the Pakod Yivkod, two Pakods. Pakod and Yivkod. It means that Hashem saw two things. One is Hashem saw that there were so many of them, and Hashem saw how hard they worked. And it was those two things that would let them out. That's why Hashem had that code. That's what it means. Hashem noticed. The two things he noticed, that they were having, you know, the amount of children and how hard they worked. The Pakod Yivkod, that's why they were getting out of the Mitzrayim so early. And if you see the Bala Turim over there, actually says that Gematria of Pakod is 190. That was part of it, that Hashem was taking them out early, 190 years early, because of those two things he mentioned. So that's the Pakod Yivkod. And he says that it brings a Medrash of Shmos Rabbah that says, Yodia drachav the Moshe, Shehodia derech haketz the Moshe. The Medrash says, Hashem told Moshe his ways, Shehodio derech haketz. He showed them the derech haketz. It's Parshas Drachim asks, without what he says, what does that mean? He showed Moshe the derech haketz. Everybody's going to know the derech haketz. The derech haketz means how they were getting out early, how they were getting out ketz 190 years early. That's what he explained to Moshe. That's what Moshe explained to the Jews when he came and said, Pakod Yivkod. He was saying, that Mesorah you had is because Hashem was going to look at two things. Two things he was going to remember. One is the Koshi HaAvoda, and one is the amount of children they had. And through that, you would get out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem would be able to take you out early, like you brought the Medrash earlier, about Medaleg Aleharim Mekapit HaLagvos. Again, those two Lashonos that the Medrash brings. Medaleg, the Pasuk says, Medaleg Al... So those two dilugim that the Medrash says refers to them getting out of Mitzrayim early. That's why there are two dilugim, because there are two things that help them get out. They're having so many children and the work being so hard. Okay, Now he brings another medrash, also fits beautifully with this. This medrash is in Shmos Rabbah. It's in Simin Yud Gimel. And it says, Vaya'amein ha'am, on that pasuk, Vaya'amein ha'am. The medrash says, before I say the medrash, let me tell you what the pasuk says. Pasuk says, Vaya'amein ha'am, Vayishma'u kifakat Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, V'chira'a es anyam. You don't even need him to explain it. It's like once you know his Yisod, it jumps out at you. So the nation believed. Vayishma'u kifakat Hashem es b'nei Yisrael. The nation heard that Hashem was poked b'nei Yisrael. And v'chira es anyam, and he saw their oni. Vayiktim yishtachu, and they bowed to Hashem. So just listen to the medrash. It brings it out beautifully. Vayamin on the medrash says, shekachayim mesoras b'yandam. This was the mesorah by them. Shekal goel sheyavav yomer pakod pakad yischem. Who goel she'emes? Shalemes, that would, whoever says pakod pakad, he's the goel. Kivin sheba Moshe v'amar pakod pakad yischem miyad vayamin am. As soon as Moshe said his thing, they said they believed him. Bameh eminu, this is the medrash. With what did they believe him? Ki pakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chi ra'a es anyam. Vayikdu ala pekida v'yishtach v'al ki ra'a es anyam. With what did they believe him? With ki pakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael and ra'a es anyam. Two things. They believed him because of pakad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael and ra'a es anyam. So, again, without what he said, this medrash is would have been hard to understand. How did this explain with what did they believe him because of Pakod and Ra'as and Yam? But with what he explained, it's beautiful. Pakod is a lashon of having kids, right? Vashem Pakad is Sarah, something like that, I forget. That's a lashon of getting pregnant, having kids. And also, so it says, Hashem ki pakad Hashem is bnei Yisrael v'chira es anyam. He saw the two things. He saw how hard they were working, and he saw ki pakad Hashem is bnei Yisrael, how many children they had, and it was through that they believed him. Meaning they were bothered exactly by the Ramban's kasha. He's here too early. How do we know he's the right guy? But these were the things that answered it because he saw the two nakudos that he explained it to them. Because you had so many kids, because you worked too hard, that's why you're getting out early. Okay, now he wants to explain another fascinating, absolutely fascinating idea about Melech Mitzrayim. It says, "Vayugad the Melech Mitzrayim ki baracha am." It says when the Bnei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they ran away, right? And it was told to Melech Mitzrayim, remember, they were supposed to come back after 3 days, and they didn't come back after 3 days. And it was told to Melech Mitzrayim ki baracha am, that the nation ran away. V'yeafech levav paro v'avadav el ha'am. And all of a sudden they changed their minds. V'yamru mazos asinu kishalachnu esis b'nei Yisrael mi'avdeinu. What did we do? We sent the Jewish people out. So Rashi there says that they changed their mind. Why? Because b'shvil mamonim sheish ilum. Because of the money that they had lent the Jews. That's why they changed their mind. They wanted their money back. So Parshas Drachim is bothered by the fact that that's not what the Pasuk says. It says, Kishilachna Yisrael me'avdeinu. We're upset that we don't have any slaves anymore. That's not because they took our money. So why is Rashi saying it's because they took their money? Pasuk says that it's because we left Bnei Yisrael. We were Meshaleach Bnei Yisrael. So how do you answer that? Okay, so to explain this, he wants to talk about the din of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is that when you free an Eved, you have to give them, the Pasuk says, Hanik Tanik Lo Mitzarnecha Migarnecha Mikvecha. When you send a slave free, you have to send them out with presents, with sheep and wine and wheat, whatever. As the Pasuk says, V'zachartike Eved Ha'isa B'mitzrayim. Remember how that you were slaves in Egypt. K'shem Shani Hanakti L'cha Mitzrayim. That's the drasha of Chazal and the Sefri, that just like when you left Egypt, you left with money, you got presents when you left the slave, so too, when you free your own slave, you should give them presents. Okay. And Agav, he goes into the fact that Rashi brings that you're supposed to give twice. Hanakti v'shanisi lecha. So too, when you send an ivri a free, hanik v'shanalo, give him once and give again. So he just brings out, he doesn't know where Rashi got this double lashon, because it's not from the double giving, because it's not from the hanik tanik, that's not where he got it. It's not because the pasuk says hanik tanik, you have to give twice, because the Gemara makes a drasha why it says hanik tanik. To tell you that even if you didn't do well, even if your house wasn't as baruch with this eved, like the pasuk makes it sound it is, still you have to give him, it says hanik tanik. Whatever. He says he doesn't know where Rashi got it from. You know, the Chida writes brought in the notes that the Chida writes that he got it from the Sifri that we have in our Tfus, says that it's not from the double lashon of Hanik Tanik, it's from the fact that it says Zachar to give it to Yisab in Mitzrayim. That's where he gets it from. Meaning, just like in Mitzrayim, I gave you a ton, so to give this guy Baruch of Yad. Okay, fine. But the point is that there's a din Hanaka, like when you left Mitzrayim, you got Hanaka. There's a din you're supposed to give an Eved who leaves you stuff, presents. Now, he brings something here that's a little bit going to be a little confused, you know, unclear, but I'll just bring to you what he says. There's a Sifri that says, V'gam Erev Rav Ila Itam V'tonu V'akar Mekne Kaved Ma'od. Right, it says when they left Mitzrayim and Erev Rav came with them and Tonu Bakar, lots of that. And the Sifri says, Kan Niskayim Bach Rechein Yetzir B'chush Gadol. That through this was Niskayim Bach Rechein Yetzir B'chush Gadol. So he says, so the Parshas Racham asks, what did that Sifri mean? They took all these clay kesef or clay zav. So why is it saying only because they took Tzona Bakar? So he says that this Medrash must have held that you can only do Hanaka with Tzona Bakar. You can't do Hanaka with cash or clay kesef anyway. There's a specific drasha that seems to be b'mayit clay kesef. It's a machlokas, but you would, if you learn like that, so you would say this Tana was holding that when they left Mitzrayim, they got gifts, like it sounds like, as Adin Hanaka. And therefore, since you can't do Hanaka with clay kesef and clay zahav, you have to use things like Tzona Bakar. That's why it says when the Jews left and they took Tzona Bakar with them, oh, that was Mekayim the Din Hanaka. All right, you'll see why that's not so clear in a second. But there is a Man Damar that certainly holds that way, that you can only do Hanaka with clay kesef and clay zahav. You can't do it with clay kesef and clay zahav. Okay. Anyway, let's get back to the story over here. So he brings us a Sifri that says Moshe said to Paro, "Ain anu yotzim mikan." Moshe says to Paro, "We're not leaving. At Shetomer Harei Atem Birshuschem. We're not leaving until you give us permission to give, and you say Harei Atem Bnei Charon." That's the Sifri. So Parash Rechem asks, "Why? You know, they were leaving regardless. Obviously, they were going to leave whether Paro said yes or not." Why did they need Paro's official permission? So he says, he brings from the Gemara in Kedushin that says that there's a din hanaka to an Eved Ivri who leaves after 6 years. You give it to someone who leaves after Yovel, and Misa Sa'adon, and an Am Ivri. All the Avodim, when they go out, you give them hanaka, except a Boreach. A Boreach, if you have a slave that runs away, he's not entitled to any presents when he leaves, which you would think is, you know, kind of intuitive. But a Boreach is not entitled to a Hanukkah. So he says that's the explanation of this Sifri, that when the Jewish people were going to leave Mitzrayim, they wanted to be getting Hanukkah. That was part of the deal, sounds like, from V'acharichin Yitzirch and B'chosh Gadol, that they would get Hanukkah, they would get presents, and that's where we would eventually get the din of Hanukkah from, so they couldn't be a Boreach, because a Boreach doesn't get Hanukkah. So that's why Moshe had to tell Paro, "You need to tell us that we're allowed to go. Otherwise, we're not going," because they had to be entitled to Hanukkah. Okay. So what's just, again, like I said, a little unclear is that he mentions here that since they took Kesef and Klezov, so they got it Midin Hanukkah, and that's why they had to get permission from Paro to leave, after he just said a minute ago that you can't do Hanukkah with Kesef and Klezov. Okay, so it's not so clear. Like I said, it is a machlokes whether you can do Hanukkah with anything or not. Anyway, that's what he was saying. They needed to be able to get Hanukkah. Okay, now getting back to the main question we started with. It says, "Vayuga l'melech Mitzrayim ki baracha am." You already see where this is going. Melech Mitzrayim hears that they ran away. They were supposed to go for 3 days, and then they were boreach. He heard that. And then it says, "Vayehafech levav paro." He changed his mind. "Vayamru mazos asinu ki shalachnu yisrael me'avdenu." What is this we do that we sent Bnei Yisrael away? We need them back because of the money we gave them. So Parshas Shirachim explains that this was the cheshbon of Paro, because he let them go. So why did he let them go? Well, they had taken 400 years worth, like he had explained, like we talked about last time. They had taken enough money to pay for their 400 years working for him. But Paro said, "Hang on 1 second. They don't deserve 400 years of working. They weren't here 400 years. They were here 210. They took a ton of money, way more than you'd pay someone for 210 years worth of work. And so why are they allowed to, why did God allow them to take this money? Or why did we end up giving to them for Hanukkah? Okay. Well, they're Boreach, though. A Boreach's not entitled to Hanukkah. Okay. Well, in that case, they took way more money than they should have taken. So that's what it means when Rashi says that Bishvil Mamonim Sheishilim, if they took the money, then they took it illegally. So if so, why is this, why, in other words, why did we, when they're upset, Kishilachnis, Shel Miavdeinu, what that means is, they were supposed to be working here for 400 years, right? The fact that they took money's worth of 400 years, and they were supposed to be 400 years. So if they took our money as if they were working for 400 years, they need to come back and work here, because they haven't finished 400 years worth of work. That's what that pasuk means with the Rashi. It's because of the money that they took that Paro wanted them back to work more, meaning because they owed them. They took 400 years worth of money, even though they were not entitled to it as far as Paro was concerned, but as far as Hashem was concerned, it was correct, because the money they took was for paying them back for all the years they worked, because they worked so hard, because they had so many people, so that they were entitled to those 400 years worth of work, and that's why they were entitled to it, and the extra stuff they got was the Kesef Mikna, that sounds like that was Midin Hanukkah. Okay, we'll stop here.